Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Margaret Atwood. Now, Margaret Atwood is a Canadian writer, and she was born in 1939 in Ontario, which is in Canada. Okay? And at the outset, let me tell you that from an exam point of view, Margaret Atwood's works are very important. There are questions always on the works of Margaret Atwood, as well as the writing style of Margaret Atwood. Okay? Now, Margaret Atwood is famous as a novelist, but she is also a well-known poet and a literary critic. Okay? After this, you should keep in mind that she is an award-winning writer. Okay? She has won 2 Booker Prizes. Okay? Not just one, but 2 Booker Prizes. She has also won the Arthur C. Clarke Award, as well as the Governor General's Award. Okay? And even this award, the Governor General's Award, she has been awarded twice. Along with this, keep in mind that she is known for her feminist perspective, the feminist perspective that she uses in her writings. After that, another fact you should know is that she also writes dystopian and speculative fiction. Okay? Dystopian and speculative fiction. For example, her novel Handmaid's Tale. Okay? Handmaid's Tale. This is a dystopian fiction. Whereas the work Oryx and Crake. Okay? Ye bhi ek novel hai inka. Oryx and Crake. This falls under the category of speculative fiction. Now, along with this, another theme that you will always recognize in her writings is the environmental concern. Okay? Atwood's writing often reflects her deep concern for the environment and the impact of human actions on the natural world. Even in her real life, she is an environmental activist. Okay? Now, with respect to her important works, okay? Important works, this you should always keep in mind. Okay? One I told you, The Handmaid's Tale. After that, Oryx and Crake. After that, The Blind Assassin. ठीक है, The Blind Assassin, this is a Booker Award winning novel. ठीक है, उसके बाद जो दूसरी किताब है इनकी, that is also a Booker Prize winning novel. It is called The Testaments. ठीक है, The Testaments, this is also a Booker Prize winning novel. Now, along with this, you should keep in mind that she has also won the Pen Pinter Prize. ठीक है, Pen Pinter Prize भी इन्होंने जीता है in the year 2016. And this was awarded to her for the spirit of political activism threading her life and works. Okay? Pen Pinter Prize. Now, after this, you should keep in mind that the novel that I talked about, Oryx and Crake, okay, this is a type of speculative fiction. And this is part of a trilogy. Okay? There is a set of 3 novels which this is a part of. Oryx and Crake came out in 2003. Okay? This is the first part. The second part hai iska, wo hai The Year of the Flood. Okay, The Year of the Flood, this came out in 2009. And the third part of this trilogy is Mad Adam. M-A-D-D-A-D-D-A-M. Ek hi word hai, okay? Mad Adam. This came out in 2013. So, they can ask you the names of the 3 novels that make up this trilogy. And generally, this trilogy is called Mad Adam Trilogy. Okay, ye generally ek naam hai, jo ki use kiya jata hai. Okay, but don't get confused. This trilogy has 3 parts. Oryx and Crake, The Year of the Flood and Mad Adam. ठीक है, और उसके बाद आपको ये भी याद रखना चाहिए, what is the meaning of Oryx? I told you that this is a part of a trilogy, but literal meaning क्या है Oryx का? O-R-Y-X. Oryx क्या होता है? Now, Oryx refers to an animal in the real world. ठीक है, अगर आप Google करोगे, it looks like an antelope. ठीक है, हिरन की तरह लगता है. It's slightly bigger than a हिरन. तो उसकी तरह लगता है ये. ठीक है, it's kind of Oryx है ये. से Oryx कहते हैं. और ये जो नॉवल है Oryx and Crake, इसकी स्टोरी लाइन आपको जाननी चाहिए. द सेंट्रल कैरेक्टर्स नेम इन दिस नॉवल इज स्नोमैन. ठीक है, स्नोमैन. नाउ ही इज लिविंग इन अ पोस्ट एपोकैलिप्टिक वर्ल्ड, एंड व्हाट हैपेंड इज देयर वाज अ काइंड ऑफ डिजीज दैट स्प्रेड. ठीक है, अ प्लेग इंड्यूस्ड एपोकैलिप्स बोलते हैं. सो समथिंग लाइक प्लेग, सम एपिडेमिक और पैंडेमिक दैट लेड टू द एक्सटिंक्शन ऑफ द ह्यूमन रेस. सो सब लोग मर गए हैं. ओनली दिस कैरेक्टर स्नोमैन, हुज रियल नेम इज जिमी. He remembers that, you know, when he was young, he was called Jimmy. He is the only person who is alive. Okay? And then, as the story progresses, he meets some small human-like creatures. Jo ki human beings nahi hai, but human beings ki tarah lagte hain. And these innocent human-like creatures, he calls Crakers. So, title jo hai iska, is novel ka, Oryx and Crake. ठीक है, तो Crakers वही वाला Crakers है. ठीक है, C-R-A-K-E-R-S. Crakers. ठीक है, एंड देन थ्रू आउट द नॉवल देर आर फ्लैश बैक्स. सो दिस प्रोटैगनिस्ट थिंक्स अबाउट द पास्ट, हाउ एवरीथिंग यूज टू बी व्हेन एवरीथिंग वाज okay in the world, and then the story moves on. Okay, so that is why this is an example of a speculative fiction. Now, after that, The Blind Assassin. You should also be aware of the storyline of this novel, because as I told you, this is a Booker Prize winning novel. Now, isme hota kya hai that this narrative centers on the memoir of a elderly Canadian woman, okay? And she is writing this work in order to dispel the confusion about her sister's suicide. And this novel weaves together, you know, multiple storylines as well as time periods. It explores themes of memory, identity, as well as the power of storytelling. Okay? Now, after that, the next novel that you should be aware of is The Handmaid's Tale. Okay? Storyline aapko pata honi chahiye, kam se kam kuch novels ki. Because these novels are extremely important from an exam point of view. So, The Handmaid's Tale was published in 1985. And this is a dystopian novel, I told you earlier, okay? And this is known for its chilling portrayal of a totalitarian regime, okay, that controls women's bodies. Uske upar hai ye. And this novel is constructed around the written record of a woman living in sexual slavery, okay? Sexual slavery in a very repressive Christian theocracy of the future, okay, that has seized power in the wake of a ecological upheaval. Now keep in mind what is sexual slavery. Also keep in mind what is a Christian theocracy. Theocracy kya hota hai? Theocracy is something, a government that runs on the basis of religion. Everything is controlled by religious clerics, religious priests. Use kehte hain theocracy. Theek hai? So in this novel, it's about a woman living in sexual slavery in a repressive Christian theocracy of the future. Theek hai? And this is not just about one woman. Of course, it is constructed around the written record of a woman, but all the women live in sexual slavery. Theek hai? Now, uske baad ek aur novel hai inka, about which you should know. It is called Alias Grace. A-L-I-A-S, Alias Grace. G-R-A-C-E. Now, this is a historical novel that blends fiction and fact, okay, to explore the life of an individual called Grace Marks. Okay, Grace Marks. Now, Grace Marks is a real-life figure, okay, convicted of murder in 19th century Canada. Okay? And Atwood's, you know, very vivid description and exploration of Grace's psychology make for a, you know, captivating and thought-provoking reading of this novel. Okay? Now, uske baad ek aur fact aapko bata dun main. After The Handmaid's Tale, she also wrote a sequel. Okay? A sequel to The Handmaid's Tale that was called The Testaments. Okay? The Testaments. And as I told you earlier that The Testaments won the Booker Prize. Okay? So, exam mein agar ye sawal aaye that which novel is a sequel to The Handmaid's Tale, the answer should be The Testaments. Okay? Now, after that, as I told you at the beginning that along with being a novelist, Margaret Atwood is famous also as a poet. Okay? So, you should know about the various anthologies of poetry that she has published. Okay? The first anthology that she published was called Double Persephone. P-E-R-S-E-P-H-O-N-E. Okay? Double Persephone. This was published in 1961. Okay? Afterwards, a volume called The Circle Game. Okay? The Circle Game. This came out in 1964. Uske baad ek aur inka volume hai poetry ka. That is also very famous. It's called The Animals in That Country. Okay? The Animals in That Country. This was published in 1968. Now, in these collections of poetry, Margaret Atwood, you know, ponders over human behavior. She celebrates the natural world and condemns materialism. Okay? She condemns materialism. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the names of the important volumes of poetry that she has published. Okay? After that, the important works of prose or novels that she has published. Okay? Maine bataya kuch kuch aapko. The Handmaid's Tale, The Blind Assassin, The Testaments, afterwards Oryx and Crake. And remember, Oryx and Crake is a part of a trilogy. The other two are The Year of the Flood and Mad Adam. Okay? Afterwards, I told you about the novel Alias Grace. Okay? Then, two more novels are inke, jo ki important hai, exam ke point of view se. One is called Cat's Eye. Okay? Cat's Eye. C-A-T-S. Cat's Eye. And the other one is called Surfacing. Okay? Surfacing.